No. That their tiara is, sorry, it has stayed a while. I'm used to CLC now. Praise God. I sense in my heart that we are in a season of testimonies. We are looking at the right stand with God tonight. We're looking at being right with God. Please, if you have your Bible and your daughter, it is not a service to miss. I beseech you, don't miss any of these midweek services. Don't miss any Sunday service. Please, your life will turn around. Even me, I'm blessed by it. Even me, I'm blessed by it. So don't miss any of the midweek service. Don't miss any. Don't miss any of the midweek service. It's going to bless you a lot. All right. So tonight we are looking at a position and a stand with God. A position and a stand with God. Human beings are not the only thing that exists on earth. And then God created many images. God created many animals. God created many things. So human beings are not the one that are only existing. But God has a special interest in man. In fact, the devil was angry at the time. He said, what is man that thou art mindful of him? What is man? Look at that guy, no get respect. How can you say, what is man? You should have been in the right context of English. It should be, who is man? At least give us that respect that we are human beings. The guy said, what is man that thou art mindful? Meaning, you know what? Whenever you qualify something like who is who to what, it means you have reduced the integrity, the whole thing about that person. Say, what is man that I'm mindful of him? What's going on with this man? He even said, he's full of little days, and those days are full of trouble. Can you imagine? What a disrespect. Praise God. Look at this. He said, what is man that I'm mindful of him? And the son of man, that thou visitest him, you go and visit him. And for thou hast made him little lower than angels, and has crowned him with glory and honor. Verse 6. For thou made him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. He was upset. That was not the one that gave dominion. Thou hast put all things under his feet. Verse 9 now. Verse 8. Verse 9. This place is showing us the dominions that we have as human beings. Our Lord, our God, how excellent is thy name and all that. So, tonight, we are just talking about how God loves so much, how God loves humanity so much, and God has put man in charge of everything he has created. And then God had the real strength, the real commanding strength behind man handling those things was that God loved him. That was it. So God loved him and God endowed him. So if, for instance, this will be able to explain it better. Do you know that if I bring a young boy here, and the guy is wearing uniform. He's wearing army uniform. I don't know what their ranks look like, but I know that anyone that their rank is up here is what? Is an officer. Abi? In Nigerian army. If you have a rank, if the rank is there, in the hand, yeah, is a recruit. Is a lower officer. But once the rank starts from this place up, how many rank is a colonel? I didn't hear you. If you know it, talk. If you don't know it, eh? A star. Nobody knows it in this church. One star. Is it one star? Okay. Let's just assume that it's one star. In case it's not one star, I'm not the one that said it. Camera point. Okay. Let's say one star is a colonel. I know that what do they start with? They start with second lieutenant, right? Second lieutenant is what? What is that one? There is a rank. Maybe one bar. So yes, one bar. Then full lieutenant is two bars. Then the captain is one star. Captain is one star. So let's just move on, shall we? Let's leave that one. The whole idea is that if I bring one small boy of, let's say, about 20 years old, and he's not too tall, and he's just very slim and all that, and he's here, and he said, everybody stand up. Let's say, as I'm preaching now, you say, everybody stand up. Everybody looking at him like, what's wrong with this boy? Do you understand? Is this guy? They will even call protocol. Everybody would have been looking at the back. They are wondering where protocols are. Why this guy is still doing that nonsense? As he's talking, and he's talking with confidence, you now see two big men in soldier uniform. They now came in, and their ranks are here on the shoulder, I mean, on their arms. And you now say, yes, sir. What will happen? Everybody will jump up. Why? It is not him you are respecting again. You are cooperating with the authority that you think is backing him up. As I'm about to also stand up, they now put it on the screen. Colonel, this, in his full uniform attire. You now see the rank there. What will happen? Those who are not standing before will gladly stand up. Nobody will tell us to sing national anthem. Everybody will decide it one, two, go. And our voices will be in the same sequence. Nobody's breaking order. Why? We are not respecting him as a person, but we are acknowledging the authority that guy is carrying. That guy is carrying the Federal Republic of Nigeria. Do you understand what I'm saying? So he can command a whole barracks, a whole single barrack, to come here at the moment. Exactly, that's what the relationship of man with God was. When God endowed man with the ability to control the air, control the ground, and control the atmosphere, they do not respect us because we speak English. When we speak, they obey the commander that instilled us with that grace. That's what happens in Genesis. So when God said, let man dominate all over the earth, let man do all of these things, let man do this, let man be in charge of this. That is what the devil was angry in that scripture. That one that we read in Psalms. What is man that I'm mindful of him? You gave him dominion over the air. In fact, if you read the way the authority came, there was specific dominion for the air, there was specific dominion for the water, and there is specific dominion for the land. They now even said, all over the earth. That is where God gave dominion for man to take charge. You see, he said, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be what? Fruitful and multiply. And what? Replenish the earth and subdue it. So when we subdue the earth, we don't subdue the earth because we have power. No, we subdue the earth because there is an authority of the Most High God upon us. So he said here that now and have dominion over what? Oh, come on, guys. And have dominion over what? Just go to the last one, eh? Leave the fishes. And have dominion over what? Over the sea. That's what I mean. And have dominion over what? Let's go again. Let's start from the sea again. And have dominion over what? The sea. And have dominion over what? And have dominion over what? What's the meaning? What's remaining? Have dominion over the water. They put it there. Have dominion over the air. Have dominion over the lands. The earth. In fact, the last one, they said, over all the earth. That was God's intention when he created man. This is the mission statement of a man. When anybody is employed, they will give you, what do you call that thing that they give you to start work? JD, that's a job description. Exactly. This was man Job's description. Let us create man so that man can do all of these things. Have dominion. All those frogs that is pushing you. Some people can see rat. They said it's dead. They said no way. He said, see, it's dead. Touch it. Have dominion over everywhere. That was the mission statement before the devil came in. Listen. The reason why you fear animal, you are supposed to have dominion over them, was because sin came. It was the sin that brought the fear. That's not where I'm going tonight. But Pastor has explained that a lot. You know, that scripture, when God called Adam, he said, Adam, where are thou? He said, behold, I heard a voice, and I was afraid. That's where sin was introduced. That was where fear was introduced. All this fear that you fear, that everybody fears. I don't know who doesn't fear here. So now you're just sleeping like if you're the last person to sleep at home and you're and they're off light. You just see one thing move. Nothing moved, nothing. Nothing moved. It was what pursued them that is pursuing you too. Nothing moved, nothing. There was nothing that moved. So, what I'm trying to say is that from that day, and this is what the teaching is about, right? From that day onward, when man sinned, the mission statement fell. So, man lost his right positioning with God. So, man lost his right standing with God. From the moment man sinned, man lost everything. Listen, the reason you are ever afraid, okay? The reason you are scared before is because you are not a child of God. Sometimes, do you know that when you try to check out what is scaring you, you don't know it. You don't even know what's scaring you. And every man is locked up in this fear. Every man is locked and chained in this fear. Okay, so, in my area, where I grew up, we hang out a lot, you know, those who are Christians and non-Christians. And everybody, we always chat. You know, sometimes we don't even sit down, so we watch ball together and we relate and we gist a lot. So, a particular day came, something happened, and they were relating the stories to me. And, you know, all these guys are the thing, you know, guys that did things in school, you know what I mean? They were part of different groups. They are the people that you call strong boys, you know, all of those things. So, I mean, everybody, every one of them, different strong men everywhere were there. And somebody now mentioned witches. And everybody went cold. So, I was like, so what happened to them? Are they dead? He said, let's not talk about them here. This place is dangerous. I said, dangerous for who? They said, no. One carried his bag. He said, me, I'm going no more. I said, what happened? He said, no, you can't deal with this kind of people. Oh. He said, me, I know my boundary. One even stood up and said, I carry my bum for you people. I bow my head, I better go, I know they, I say, all of you strong men like this. I say, I used to know that you guys are very strong. They say, he get where man the day, when you know say his strength reach. He get where you know if he carry his strength go. So I saw fear, and I was excited. Excited. I said, why am I excited? Because these are the things that God gave you power over. I said, they're not going to burn them down. If any one of them dares, let them come out. Some are scared as I'm talking now. They're afraid. They're not even afraid for themselves. They're afraid for me. They say, Minister Wally, calm down. When you are doing this thing. You don't know. Please tell your neighbor, you don't know Neo. Hey. You don't know. I used to be like you. I kid you not. I fear what is not pushing me. I can't be alone. I met him when I was tattoo. God will say, it's true. Everybody, don't hide it. And some men now, something go up and they go peace for their body. It was the nemesis of the lust of the stand we had with Jesus that caused it. It was a fallout. Adam does not fear lion. He dives into the sea to name them. Oh, you understand what I'm saying? Adam named everything, and whatsoever he called them till death were there. I'm not telling you a thing I'm going to like. I'm telling you a real life story. A real life story. They were shaking to their bum like this. Elderly men, with some with three children, two children. They nearly made sacrifice immediately. To appeal, I said, if you bring sacrifice here, I'll eat it. That means you have prepared the table before me. It is a nemesis. Listen, it is not real. It is real. But listen, it is the reality of a fall. it shows a position where man stands with God. Listen, if you have a right standing with God, those things are nothing. I don't want to jump myself, and I'm just going to get straight to it. So the first problem of our position with God was that man fell. Now, the nemesis of the fall was that fear came in. Why did the fear come? Why did the fear come? I'm going to make an analysis here. And that's where I'm going to anchor the major part of my teachings tonight so that you can understand what I'm trying to say. Come, Stanley, come. Quickly. Come. 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 You two, come. You two, come. Come. You know, God was telling you all the way. Somebody was even convincing you. You didn't hear. That's why you'll be posting in camera up and now when you're doing movie now. These people, right? Let's say this is the real guy. Come into the middle. You come like this. Come behind him. Come behind him. You two come behind him. Come behind him. No, don't stay behind this one. Just stay like this. Okay. Now, who is this guy? How many people know him? This is Dutchie Abi. Now, this that you know is just the body of Dutchie. Are we getting it? Raise your hand. This is Ant. This is not Dutchie that talks. Are you getting what I'm saying? This is not Dutchie that talks. This ear. Now, you can call this just Dutchie when you see him move. Yes or no? You say this is Dutchie. But this is not Dutchie. This is the flesh. This is the body. The real Dutchie is inside. Come. So, the real Dutchie, they have two parts of them. Now, this body is the one that makes him accessible to this planet Earth. Are you following somebody now? Now, that, so because I can touch him, that's why he's here. You know? You get what I'm trying to say? I tap his stomach. That means that it's physical. Now, this is happening to everybody here. It's just like I'm using him as an example. I have my own too. Now, in this part of Dutchie, there is something called his soul. Are you with me? This is soul. This soul of Dutchie, all right, is responsible for his mind. It's also called his mind. It's a place. Is a place for intellect. Are we getting it? It's a place for intellect. I can't show you in the scripture. The Bible said that. And I'll be wholly satisfied by your body, by your spirit, and by your soul. But let me just get to it so that I can just use it to buttress my teachings tonight. Now, this soul here now represents his mind. Before Dutchie answers you good morning, something is responsible that is not his physical body. That's his mind. Sometimes, do you know that some people greet you good morning, many men good night? Praise God. You just come this night and say, good morning, sir. You say, it is well with you. And they say, sorry. That's his mind. His mind, in the teaching of mind, they'll tell you that you have the subconscious mind, you have the conscious mind. Sometimes when something happens, that's the subconscious mind. Then there is conscious mind. Everything that you see now is responsible from this mind. This mind is what makes this body operational. The day this mind stops to work, they will consider this body dead. Praise God. Are we together? I'm going somewhere with this, so I need you to follow, please. I need to follow quickly. So, they'll consider this body dead. Praise God. So, this mind is the operating system of this body. Praise God. Now, here comes the spirit. It's a whole prayer, so I decided to make him spirit. Here comes the spirit. Praise God. Here comes the spirit. At the time, man was not dead. So at the time when man has not committed sin against God, this was separate on its own, alive. So what happened is that man will get inspiration from this spirit. Are you getting me? He will understand it through the mind. Then he will expunge it by the body. So you hear God, the Bible says that mind has not known what God has planned to do. He said, but he has revealed it to us by his spirit. I may get there, you know, in the course of the teaching. I'm going somewhere very special. Please, follow me tonight. See, after tonight, you will not be walking on the floor again. You're walking in the air. There's a level of confidence that will just come. You will go to where they are. Say, where are they? If they burn on our come out, Una don't intimidate me enough. So, the moment man lost the right standing with God, if you notice, what the scripture explained was that man died after the sin of Eden. When man died, what they meant by that death was not this physical pie. Do you understand? Is that this spirit died. Now, it now became captive under the soul. Now, a man is supposed to receive inspiration from God through his spirit, react to the soul, understand it, digest it, dilute it, and display by his body. That's supposed to be the model, Abby. But the order changed. Because this spirit is now dead. So there is no way to receive hear from God again. So man is now stranded. Hide yourself. So this soul now becomes the governing body of the mind. Now, the governing body of the mind is weak. This is where fear is attacked. So from that moment, man always look for a spiritual energy to sustain his soul. That is when man went into idolatry and all sorts so that he can equip his soul. There is a covering for the soul to be able to, anytime the soul realizes it's weak, it's panicked, it's afraid. So because man has lost his right standing with God, so he can no longer receive from the spirit, he's now stranded. So man brought all kinds of things to represent this spirit so that it can be in touch. The covering of humanity before was spirituality. So when he lost it, he has to depend on the soul. That was why men went into all kinds of support to be able to stand as a man. Are you getting it tonight? Are you getting something tonight? The problem with that was that man now became captive unto fear. He doesn't even know what is fearing him. He's just afraid. He's afraid what anyone could do. That was the problem. So, the major issue was that he lost interference with the spirit, which is exactly from God. And now, the spirit is captivated under soul. DJ, bring Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. DJ, quickly. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Hebrews 4, 12, quickly. And look at this here. For the word of God is quick and powerful. And what? Piercing what? And what? That means there was a joining. This is what happened immediately after the fall. So when the word of God comes, there is a separation that occurs. Now, at this point, the spirit is reactivated. It can now relate and get reference again from God. Are you following now? So, the inference it gets from God now, it supplies. You want to clap, clap. Don't mind your clapping. Praise God. Put it as equation one. We'll come back there. Thank you. Please have your seat. Now, Romans chapter 3, verse 26. Romans chapter 3, verse 21. Now, I need to fly. Quickly. Romans 3, 21. But now, the righteousness of God, by the word righteousness, they mean the position of being right. All right? Is without the law manifest. Okay, verse 22 now.
Verse 22.
Even the righteousness of God, which is what?
By faith
of Jesus Christ unto all, upon all them that what? For there is no difference. Now, what happened was this. When Jesus came, so, you remember from this gist I was giving you now, man has fallen out with God. The position of that man at that time was emptiness, was loneliness. Man is in trouble. So Jesus now come. And of course, the way to make man, God was planning a reconciliation process. So the only way God had to do was that somebody had to pay the price. Somebody had to die. And the person has not to participate in the iniquity of mankind. So Jesus came and Jesus died. So when Jesus died, now Jesus now became our righteousness. The righteousness that we could not sustain, Jesus now became it. So the law now says that, the word of God now says that, if you accept Jesus, you will now be in the rightness of position with God. So when you accept Jesus, it is the finished work of that righteousness. It's a procedure for reconciliation. That when you accept Jesus into your life now, you are now standing. You are now back to the factory setting. You know, when phone are hanging, they will return it back to the factory setting. You are back to the original formation that man was made for life. Praise God. Now, I'm going somewhere. Okay? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. 2 Corinthians 5, 21, quickly. Now, can we read this together once? Everybody, 2 Corinthians 5, 21. Everybody, let's read. 1, 2, go. Can we read more like energy? Can we have more energy now? So, the significance of this was that it was a gift for us to come back to God. We didn't work for it. We didn't do anything for it. God had to give it back to us because we have lost it. It's like when your child is playing with his phone that you bought for the child. Then the child now misplaced it. Now, you now found the phone under the bed. And the phone has been known with the child for a while. Now say, look, I'm returning this back to you. It's a gift. It's a gift. We didn't pay for it. We didn't pay for it. It's a gift. So, Jesus came to return us back to our initial position with God. That is the finished work of Christ. He came so that we can, that process I was telling you about, you guys have to be very close to me because I will need you guys always. I will need you guys most of the time of this teaching. Come. I will need you guys most of the time of this teaching. If you rush. I don't have time again. My time is fast. Where's that guy? Oh, yeah, drone, don't protocol work. Oh, yeah, come and represent him. Come and represent him. So, Cap, we will just go back. Oh, yeah. So now, before, this was the position, right? So when Jesus came, that was the position of God for us. What Jesus came to do through his death was to pay the price of sin, and sin has gone away. So, he now remolded us back to the initial position that we are. I want to tell you the major difference between a Christian and an unbeliever. I want to tell you, because there's a lot of Jesus that goes on. Christianity is the way. Explain how you are connected to God. Somebody said it's a slave of God. I don't have a problem. Somebody said it's a slave. I said, I don't have a problem. Somebody said all kinds of things in connection to God. I don't have a problem. What matters to me is my own connection to God. I was dead to God. But through the death of his only son that reconciled me back to him, I became a child. And this is the position that thing brought back to us, is that immediately when you are born again, this is what happened. Your soul that was swallowing your spirit, don't forget that this is the soul. It has capacity, see him, it's built. That was outside the spirit before, has now been divided. So the first thing that you will notice was that the day you gave your life to Christ, there was an internal joy inside of you. Oh, you are not getting, you didn't understand what I'm saying. In fact, some people cry when they are born again. A lot of people normally think that they are crying of the sins that they used to do. No. It's not about the borderline of the sin. They are crying out of the emotion of what they are feeling inside. There is an energy that is coming that is never natural because there is an operation that has just gone on. This guy has accepted Jesus. The spirit is now activated. Oh, you didn't catch that. The spirit that was dead is now activated. The spirit that was dead is now activated. Please stay. Please stay with me. I may need you in a bit. Please, let me quickly go to the advantages of this operation that happened. The advantages of this operation that happened. The first thing about this thing was that authority of mankind came back to him. The authority of humanity came back to him. Not come back to every human being, no. Luke chapter 10 verse 19, DJ. Luke 10, 19. Look at this now. This was Jesus talking to his disciples, and then he's talking about the release. You know, most times we just think that all Jesus came to do was to die. There were so many things Jesus came to do while he's going to die. In the process of his death, the first one was to give back the authority of believers back to them. Look at this now. He said, can we read it together one house, guys? Have, one, two, go, everybody. And all over what? And what? How many things? Some things. Majority. Why can I not be afraid? So, look at what he's saying. No, this is, he said, behold, they didn't even know. He said, what my death and resurrection will bring back to you is authority that Adam lost in the garden. Adam was given authority over waters, remember? Over land, remember? Over the air. But he lost it. He said, behold. DJ, bring it back now. He said, behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and all over the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by enemies hurt you. So, if nothing can hurt you, what's another word for nothing again? Can I help me? Say, behold, I give you power over the thread and the scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Verse 20. Let's see what's there. Okay, leave it like that. Now, when this man, this is one of the major advantage of a believer, is that you now have authority over everything. The major problem of believers is that they never live in the fullness of the life that they possess. Should I say it again? The major problem of believers is that they never really live in the fullness of the life. Please, he said, and then verse 19 again, DJ, quickly. He said, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by enemies hurt you. Please, is anything excluded in nothing? Oh no. The boasting I was making was never in my own strength. Who am I? They will fry you like meat. But the boasting I've made was that, behold, I've given you power over everything to tread upon serpent and scorpion. Do you know that Lot was not chanced like this? They chanced Lot in the Bible. The devil said, go. God said, you can have, don't kill him. Just touch him. And they came and touched his cattle. They took his sheep. They struck him with sickness. the devil better not try that one this time. Because I will not wait until God to deal with him. Is somebody here? I will not wait until God to deal with him. When you hear the devil trespass your neighborhood, don't wait. Ah, come on. Somebody don't understand what I'm saying. When you hear the sound of the devil messing around your neighborhood, is somebody angry? It's messing around with somebody's health around you. Don't wait. Come and say, angels, God, I beg you. Ha! Ah. God, please. Don't let this happen to me. You are underplaying the covenant you belong to now. The covenant you belong to is authority has been given back. The person that gave the authority is Jesus Christ himself. It's the power. I said, every power in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. That same person now said, behold, I give unto you authority. He said, nothing. DJ, bring it up. Can you post this in amplified version, please? Can you put it up in amplified version? I like this one. It said, listen carefully. I have given you authority that you what? To tread upon serpents and scorpions and the ability to exercise authority over all what? In what? And nothing with what? You see, believers never really work in these things, though. So it means that not that the devil cannot trespass, but you can take charge. Lot didn't have this kind of privilege. If Lot had this kind of privilege, he would suffer. Do you understand what I'm saying? How many of you know the story of Lot? Sorry, Jerry. I kept saying Lot. Job. Job suffered. Thank God God came back. They said he had all kinds of sickness with him. That even somebody advised him, said, curse God. And Kukuma die. How many children died one day? All the children know. One day. The devil messed him up. Even when they give devil that kind of license, he won't dare my neighbor now. He won't come my compound. He won't. You have been given the authority. Before God answer, you can answer yourself. You don't understand what I'm saying. Before God himself, you come, you can mess the devil up. That's why I think that in these days, the trial of Job can be common to mankind. Because the Christians that are now, they have authority over the devil. They say, what are you doing in this neighborhood? Are you mad? Do you realize where you are? It's like messing around in a barrack, in the front of a general's house. The kind of koboko that would set your head. Listen, when you see the devil messing around your job, you can stop the exercise. Can I say this to you? Listen, if you don't stop him, he will mess you up. I need to say this again. If you don't stop him, he will mess you up. 2008, the devil messed me up terribly. Messed me up such that every night I closed my eyes, it was as if I was going to pass from my sleep to death. Every day of that night, you can imagine somebody have nightmare every day of a whole year. I'm not talking about nightmare that they are pursuing with stickle. That one is good. Nightmare that you are seeing yourself being fried, being strangled, sometimes being shot to death, and you're almost feeling the pains. I couldn't bail myself out because I didn't know I have authority. I couldn't bail myself out because I didn't know that I've been given authority. Everything around me was crumbling. I was in terrible pains. I had indescribable sickness. There's some sickness they will give in the hospital. They just do for name. That name, just compose it. As they were seeing it. Because it's not in the dictionary of medicine.
How many people are into medicine here? Let me see your hands. No doctor, no doctor in the house here tonight. Praise God. Remember one time they call it orchiasis. How many of you have had it before? Yeah. Orchiasis. I'm sure that doctor just composed that name as he was seeing me. When I understood the authority that came upon me, it was a one-night job. It was a one-night job to stop the devil and his exercise over my life. If you're here tonight, listen, if you're here tonight and you are born again, one of the assets that came with your being born again is authority over things, over the devil, over any other thing. The only thing you don't have authority over is human being. Don't sit on it. You must take authority over them. Are there people here that your business is not doing well? Take authority over them. Jesus gave you that authority. Say nothing can by any. If you are here and you are having nightmare, stand on this word tonight. I dare them, they won't come. If you are oppressed by devils or by witches or by anything, and you are in this service, tonight you are delivered. See, there is no deliverance anywhere. The deliverance, the Bible says, and he came to give them the work of truth. To preach deliverance. Deliverance is not that somebody will do for you. Deliverance is that you will do it yourself. He said, he came to preach deliverance to the captive. So that when they accept it, then they are free. If you are here, you are seeing some crooked worker around your life and destiny. You are the cause. You are the cause. How many of you have seen that movie called War Room? War Room. How many of you have seen that movie called War Room? That woman was romancing the devil until he realized that, come, I'm losing my grip on this thing. I like that last part. She entered into her room. She didn't know she has command. She didn't know she has authority over the devil. The devil had messed up her husband's life. Had snatched her husband's life away from her. And then she just suddenly realized that she has authority. And that was when her freedom came. And she began to tell the devil what is going to happen next. And she ran after the devil. Said, just in case you have taken my peace, return them back. Don't go. Come and repair the house you messed. Some of you are going to rise up in anger. And you are going to make some declarations tonight. There are certain things that have stayed in your house for too long. I don't want to shake your leg. If you're hungry in your spirit, you can rise. Listen, there are certain things that have stayed in your family for too long. Somebody has an authority. You have authority over things. You have authority over the devil. You have authority over the storm. That was what Jesus was trying to tell the disciples. That you now have authority over the storm. He said, why are you afraid? You are operating in the nature where you were before. That's why you are scared. How dear storm. What is storm? Where you are? Let me give you the testimony. One day, I was riding in a car. And we're going to walk. We're riding in the car, and we're going to walk. And Pastor K just, at that particular time, it was this journey class. Pastor K has just taught on the authority of a believer. In that particular journey class. And then one of the things he shared tonight, was some of the things he shared in that class. And then I was, you know, using a cab service to walk. And suddenly I was sleeping in the car. I was sleeping. And suddenly the guy's brake failed. And we were running on speed that I don't know. It happened in a very popular traffic known place in Lagos. Lagos Ibadan Expressway. Very popular. That's where all kinds of madness happened there. It happens there. And the guy, I didn't even know me, I was still fast asleep. I was asleep. And the car was moving. And the guy started shouting, ha, ha, ha. He was pressing everything. And then I woke up. When I woke up, I said, what happened? He said, brake failed. I said, car, stop! I don't need the name of Jesus there. Behold, I give you power to tear upon serpent and scorpion. and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by enemies off you. At that time, I couldn't say the name of Jesus. It was cast in my head. The next thing I said, car, stop! You get it, and it stopped. And the car stopped. And the guy looked at me like this. I said, can I continue my sleep? The guy couldn't talk. When we got to the place, I wanted to transfer the money to him. I said, just drive slowly. We are almost where we are going. Just turn down, go up. And drop me in my office. The guy said, I said, can I transfer your money to you? He said, there will be no need. There will be no need. When people see power that operates beyond them, they marvel. Another time, in the office, our printer just messed up. It was doing that same teaching of authority. Our printer just messed up. Listen, if you are not born again, you are operating your life at the lowest form to operate life. You are not born again. Now, our printer just messed up. Nobody could print in the office. Internet were down. I didn't even know. I got to the office. There was a particular client who had to be in Abuja. He had a meeting with the presidency in Abuja that day. And then things could not just work. We did everything to print. We couldn't print. Everybody, they said, nobody could print in the whole office. That the office internet is down and blah, 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 blah. And something happened. Nobody could print. I just had this message. And I was upset. And the man said, so this is how I'm going to miss my meeting. Because he needs to catch his flight to have his meeting. And he said he has already planned that he was just going to collect his document and move. And I just went. Please, can I come down? Camera guys, can I come down? Is it okay? Can I come down a bit? Okay. I just went. So I don't make a story. So I don't make too much noise in the office. By the printer. I'd already sent my document already. I said, in the name of Jesus, print. Only my documents came out. The whole office scattered. Hey, see, it is not me. It is for every believer that chooses to make it work. I just went. I said, in the name of Jesus, print. Are you okay? Literally, he brought out pra, 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 pra. Hey, everybody, what is this? He said, come and print my own. I said, you have the authority. I will use my own for you. Don't drain my authority. Hey! The man himself looked at me. He said, thank you. He said, thank you. This man is an executive man. When we walk out of the office, and I just escorted him to the corridor side by the elevator. The man said, please, my brother, pray for me. Yes, he said, pray for me. He said, pray for me. He said, pray for me. Do you know why people are still begging for prayers? It's because they have never realized the authority that they have in Christ. It is not done to them. People have reduced born again to coming to church alone. People have reduced giving their life to Christ. For they never come into the fullness of the benefit that is available for it. So tonight, in 2 minutes, I don't know what you want to decree. I don't know the things you want to chase around. I don't know the operations you want to stop. I don't know how you want to put the devil in shape. I don't know the things you want to put a boundary to. I don't know I don't know where you want to limit the devil. Somebody wants to give the devil a knock and send him out of some places in your life. You have the authority if you are born again. You have the authority if you are born again. He said, behold, I give you authority. Behold. Don't keep quiet. It's not a silent prayer. Silent prayer. Some of you need to chase the devil out of your business. Out the devil. Mess up with your blessing. Mess up with your business. Don't take it for granted. Take him out of it. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I'm going to run up with this testimony again. I shared it on the mainland, so I'm going to share it on the island so that island people don't feel bad about it. It's still about not allowing the devil to mess up with your life. My wife and I had been married for 12 years. 12 years. And in that 12 years, we don't have any biological child. And then we have started on the faith journey. It has never been an issue anyway. We are just convinced. I just want to share the testimony here so that I can finish the good works that I've started on the mainland. So that people will not say, so somebody didn't tell us. So people that know me from way back can understand the pressure and pains. Many people have been joining us in prayers. For 12 years, I told my wife, I said, how long are we be married? She said, but you know now. I said, I don't know. She said, 12 years. I said, it feels like yesterday. I can confirm to you, she's not only pregnant with one. Not two hither. Let me leave the rest there. The devil cannot stop you. That's what I'm saying. Stop you. Some of your testimonies will embarrass the devil for good. When I share the testimony on the Miller Church, of course, I stopped preaching because I couldn't preach again. My preaching ended there. My preaching ended there. My preaching ended there. I've had many people tell me to do stupid things. I said, don't try to say it again next time. I never even talked about it. I never prayed about it. Not one, not two. I always like going to scan it now. When my wife is good for Antenata, I say, let me follow you to Antenata. She tells her, it's because I love her. I know I love her so much. But it's not that is not my motivation for going to Antenata. I want to see the screen very well. And when they see me, they are always excited. If you can scream, yes. If you can shout, yes. The devil has been messed forever. I don't know about this. I said something when we started. I didn't plan it. The Lord planted it in my heart, but I connected it with this. It is those who have the heart to share their testimony before they arrive. They are true testifiers. Because they are the real student of faith. When you wait to share your testimony before they arrive, it has happened already. Listen, last year, before the manifestation of this, or last year or last 2 years, I was preaching here and I shared the testimony of us having children. At that time, she was not even pregnant. But it was not a debate. Because one of my redemptive rights as being a child of God, it's never to be barren. I didn't have time to go into access. Tonight, I didn't have time to go into accessibility because you're born again. I didn't have that time. And I didn't have the time to go into other ones. But tonight, I only stopped at authority. But because I have shared the testimony on the mainland, I felt that I should share it here on the highland with my people. Have you been blessed tonight? Please stretch forth your hands towards the communion. Please stretch forth your hands to communion. As we receive life, transformation in God. As we receive it, we receive empowerment, endowment, and God. Share, pray, are blessed to come in here. See you soon.
They will pray. Amen. Can we celebrate Jesus? Come on. Hallelujah. Were you blessed by that message? Were you blessed by that message? God is awesome. Come on, shout a big hallelujah. Praise God. Let us celebrate the ministry of Minister Wiley. Awesome word. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. As a believer, you have authority. You can make it happen because it's been given to you to decide. Hallelujah. The decision is yours. Praise God. You can stop any evil happening around you. You have the authority. Tell your neighbor, I have the authority. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's quickly package our offerings, the envelopes are in your seat if you're giving cash. Also, if you're writing a check, make it payable to Davis Clan Center. Put your phone number at the back of your check leave. Account numbers are projected on the screen in major currencies of the world, and you can do transfer. You can also go to our website, davidsclancenter.org/give, and give your seed. POS machines are at the rear of the hall. You can give your seed also with your ATM card. Can we quickly package our seeds? If you have any outstanding pledge yet to be redeemed, this is a good time to redeem such. Let's quickly package our tithes and our offerings and any other seed that you came to church with. Let's quickly do that. Praise God. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you. We appreciate you, Jesus. We thank you for this opportunity. Thank you because as we cast our seed, they will come back to us in many and multiple fold. In Jesus' name. Amen. The stewards will pass the basket. Please listen to the following announcement. Join us next week Tuesday as we continue our midweek service tagged Choose Rights. Hallelujah. The time is 6:30 p.m. right here. Please make sure you invite someone. Also join us this Sunday by 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. for a special service, a special Sunday service with Pastor Gideon Mba. Please spread the word. Invite family and friends. If you've not been under his ministration, you want to be there. Promises to be a great time in the presence of God. So please, let's make sure we are there. Also, today is day 49. Hallelujah. Yes, today is day 49 of our 90 days with Jesus devotional. We encourage you to kickstart each day with that devotional on our YouTube channel. If you've not been following, please join. It will transform your life. Our workers' retreat tagged Give Thyself Holy will hold this Saturday, 11th of May, by 8 a.m. at our mainland center. Ministering will be Pastor Gideon Mba. So we have the opportunity as workers to have a foretaste before Sunday. Please, this retreat is compulsory for all workers. You work in church in any unit or department, handling any function or role. This meeting is for you, so please make sure you are there. The bus to convey people to the mainland will be leaving the church here. Will be leaving from here by 7 a.m. So ensure you enroll to join the bus. Just Men Conference 2024. Praise God. We're already outnumbered. Praise God. So Just Men Conference 2024, tagged Above Only, will hold on the 1st of June 2024 at the Mainland Center. Ministering will be Pastor Shegun, okay, Pastor Kunle Shorinyon, and Pastor Kingsley Okonkwo, our very own Papa. Yes. So please, worship also will be from Babs Carpenters, our very own as well. So it promises to be a great time in the presence of God for all men. If you know any man at all, make sure that you invite them and they are there. Keep the date. Also, Just Us Girls present When We Men Worship. Praise God. It is well. So When We Men Worship, the theme for this year's edition is Be Still. Be still and know that I am God. Hallelujah. So be still and just watch God do what he does best. So save the date, Friday 14th and Sunday 16th June 2024. That's when Where We Men Worship will be holding. Also, registration for Camp David, our annual teen camp, has begun. The camp will run from Wednesday, the 1st of July, to Sunday, 4th of August, 2024. Early bird registration ends May 31st. It's ongoing already, and it will be coming to an end by the end of this month. So please, you are encouraged to ensure that you register your word. And if you have any, you can also partner, take advantage of the early bird registration that is holding right now. And you can also partner with Teens Church to ensure that more teenagers get the benefit of attending the teens camp. Just pay for a few teenagers and they would ensure that the right set of teenagers benefit from that. So please, let's be sponsors. Let's be the reason why some teenagers will make it to Camp David and will not miss it this year. Reach out to the Teens Church and do that. Also, the barcode will be shared on the screen. Let's make sure we scan that to get familiarized with other programs that will be holding in church in the month of May. The rest of May, we have a number of programs. How you get to know which one and when is by scanning that barcode to give you that information. Hallelujah. If you're here and today is your very first day worshiping with us in Davidson Center, wherever you are, we'd like to just appreciate you. We'd like to welcome you and appreciate you. So please, can you just give us a wave of your hand wherever you are? Today is your very first day with us in Davidson Center. Your very first day. Yes, a wave of your hand. Gladly wave it. Gladly wave it. We have a gift we want to share with you. If you are beside them, please make sure you make them feel welcome. If you're worshiping with us online and it's your first time, we appreciate you. We welcome you. Please go to our website, fill the first time ask form. We'd like to reach out to you very shortly. And for everyone online and in the auditorium, we'd like to say thank you for coming. Please come again and again and again and make this place your home church. We pray that your experience will be that of victory 100% of the time, as our experience is in Jesus' name. Okay? Hallelujah. Thank you for coming. God bless you. Church, let's be upstanding as we bring the service to a close. us make sure we clear the envelopes on the stage as we close. Turn to somebody beside you and tell the person, nothing by any means can harm you. And as David never lost a battle, so will God walk with you. Have a great evening. God bless you.